Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
If you're trying to always people please and make the situation better for someone else all of the time, what is that actually doing for you? Or should I say to you? What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. It's Friday. It's high day. Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy Podcast. On this podcast, I talk about anything and everything from changing your thoughts, your habits, and your beliefs so that you can start doing things differently, tapping into your imagination so that you can become more creative. Also, raising those vibrations, all right, so that you can connect with higher levels of consciousness to help change your mindset again, so that you can start doing things differently, so that you can move differently. Today, as you can see by the title of this episode, we're going to be talking about people pleasing, okay? I read an article that said, to some extent, okay, that people pleasers often deal with low self-esteem due to always trying to get the approval of others. For the people in the back, you often deal with low self-esteem if you're a people pleaser, trying to get the approval of others to make someone else happy at any cost, even your own mental health and well-being. So later on in this episode, I'm going to give you the signs of a people pleaser. But from my perspective, it needs to stop. All right. For one, I feel like you are enabling this person from doing what they need to do and saying what they need to say or from taking action. This is done by editing, okay, or altering their words or behaviors for the sake of another person's feelings or reactions. And I'm just thinking, like, if you got something to say, say it, okay? This all goes back to the topic I had about avoiding confrontation, avoiding conflict. Stop doing things for people based on an assumption of what you think they want or need. For the people in the back, stop doing things for people based on an assumption of what you think they want or need. Not to sound rude or anything, okay? But who cares if they react in a way that doesn't please them? That's on them. That's not on you. That goes back to the four agreements and not taking anything personal, all right? And also the other part goes back to not making assumptions. But I digress. That's on them, not you. We are not always going to get what we want, okay? We know this as adults. We don't always get what we want because we know that shit happens. And a lot of times we will go out of our way to make sure the next person is straight when we ain't even straight ourselves. So stop it. Secondly, they gonna keep coming back. As long as you giving, they gonna keep coming back because they know you gonna give every time. Because you afraid of the reaction that you're gonna get if you say no. Learn to say no and mean that shit wholeheartedly. Because if you don't, you're gonna find yourself burning a whole lot of time and energy and money just to make them satisfied. Your needs are just as important as the next person. Learn to speak up and stop sacrificing your joy and happiness for someone else. While it's okay to be kind and to be helpful, that shit right there can have a negative impact on you. So you got to know where to draw the line. an adult, and the key word in this whole sentence is an adult, that has to be constantly pleased is like a baby in a grown-up body throwing a temper tantrum. All right? Grow the fuck up. Now, you gonna neglect yourself, okay? Are you going to neglect yourself just to make this grown-up baby happy? I think not. They have to learn how to accept it and move on. That's not on you. In order to stop people-pleasing, you got to understand where it's coming from. What's the underlying cause? And that's a question. What is the underlying cause of people-pleasing? It could be poor self-esteem, a lack of confidence, a need for validation, or, I did this and I keep doing it to make this person happy. Now they approve of me and accept me. It could be that. Or maybe it's our own insecurity. Worried about how they won't like us if we don't do X, Y, Z for them. Or it could be a past experience. One that was painful or traumatic. And you don't even want to have that experience. You don't ever want to have that experience again. So you give this person whatever they ask for to avoid that behavior again. For the people in the back, you give them whatever they ask for because you're afraid that they're going to act out the way they did before. Which one is it? What's the reason behind, what's your underlying cause of why you may be a people pleaser? Because I want you to be able to recognize it. And if it just, if you, I'm pausing because I'm trying to get my words. I want to say exactly what I want to say. If it's just help that you are given, okay? You shouldn't be angry or frustrated, anxious, or stressfully complaining about it later, about how you always have to keep helping this person. Because to me, that's not help, that's hurt. It's self-hurt. If they want to act a fool, let them. But what you're not going to do is let them take your kindness for weakness or for granted, okay? You don't have to do shit else for this person, and most likely, you'll end up in a better space not dealing with this person altogether. Sometimes we have to learn to pull that lending hand that we always giving out. Pull that bitch back in and put it in your pocket. Nope, not today. Establish yourself some boundaries for the people in the back. Establish some boundaries in all areas of life. Let them know that they're asking for too much. No, fam, it's too much. And they are way out of bounds. And if you find it hard to just say no, stall them so that you can think about what this is really going to cost you mentally, physically, financially, emotionally. What is this? If I do this thing, what is it going to cost me? Remember to remember, relationships are about give and take. So if you're the only one giving, or if you're the only one taking, make sure you're also doing the opposite, okay? If you're always giving, make sure that you're taking something too. Or if you're always taking, make sure you're giving something too, okay? So what are the signs? Here we go. What are the signs that determines if you are a people pleaser? Number one, You always agree with what the person or people say and do. That's to make them feel comfortable. Number two, you feel responsible for the way they feel. And truthfully, that's out of your control. Number three, you go out of your way to apologize often. And the key word in that is often. You blame yourself for their reactions, for their responses. Number four, you're tired of always having to do stuff for them. Number five, you can't say no to them. And we just talked about that. Number six, you feel uncomfortable if they are angry or mad or upset at you. Let them get mad. Number seven, you need their validation to feel good. And honestly, you need no validation from anyone else about the way you feel. Number eight, you avoid conflict with them. You go out of your way to avoid any type of conflict. Number nine, you accept fault when you aren't to blame. Why? You didn't do anything. And number 10, you never admit, keyword, admit that you're tired of helping. Admit that you're tired. Admit it. Okay? So those are the signs of a people pleaser. All right? I hope that this podcast episode, well, before I go off, I want to ask that, does any of these signs sound like you or someone you know? Because if so, I need you to share this podcast episode with someone who may need to hear this, all right? Because at the end of the day, people pleasing becomes depleting of your time, of your energy, of your money, and it makes it difficult to pursue your own happiness because you're too busy trying to keep someone else happy. We are in charge of our own happiness. And no matter all that you do, it still may never be enough to them. Focus on you. Take care of you. And remember, you can't please everyone. Now I thank you for listening to this podcast. It's Friday. It's high day. I hope that this episode has enlightened you in some way, form, or fashion. Have a wonderful day. It is Friday. The sun is shining. Go outside. Get you some fresh air. You know what I'm saying? And remember to remember that I love you. And I also forgot to mention, this is probably going to be the last episode of 2021 because I have to get myself back in alignment with the things that I have planned for myself moving forward. Normally, I will return on the first Friday of January. Don't hold me to that, okay? It depends on how much I can accomplish between now and then, and if I'm in a different space, okay? But I thank you always for listening, rocking with this podcast, and I hope to have future changes in the future for this podcast. Be sure to donate to this podcast if you can, all right? But I love you. I wish you nothing but the best in life. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you. And remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. Whenever you have a moment, please slide over to my Etsy shop. I am selling my Unlock the Magic Oracle cards.
They are daily guidance cards to help you start thinking about things differently in your life and to become more aware of how you feel and what you think on a daily basis. So those cards are to help you change your mindset, to help you think about things differently, like I just said, and to manifest things that you actually want in your life, to be more present, to focus, and to dream big, okay? So you can find those in my Etsy shop. The link is in the description of this episode, as well as manifestation candles and money drawing candles, all right? To help you attract more abundance in your life, all right? So check that out. Thank you. I thank you for listening to this podcast, Vibe With Me, High Energy, with your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Be sure to hit that support button, okay, so I can continue to pump out and provide you with good high vibrational information. Also, share this podcast with your family and friends on your social media to help me reach a broader audience so that everyone can receive the goodness and the magic created here.